Let's begin.
It's now time for The Locker Room with Bob Brown on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
All right. Everybody's here, and that means we can get down to business.
Bob is taking your calls at 994-1017, 994-1017.
You want me to talk about it?
You can also hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at 1017 The Team.
It's time for...
And now, it's The Locker Room and Bob Brown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Locker Room. 1 hour in the books. That hour flew by, Mike. Absolutely flew by. I've been looking forward to this show all day long. Two more hours coming your way here on ESPN Radio 101.7 Team. All right, we'll get back into this whole UNM ticket revenue. The numbers are in, and not a pretty picture over at UNM. So I'm putting you in charge. How do you increase ticket sales? How do you get more revenue over at UNM? They're in a bind right now. I'll go over some of the numbers in just a minute. Late addition to the program. Just got off the phone with Coach Ray Birmingham. Baseball coach going to join us. 5:45 here in the 5:05. Big three-game series starts tomorrow. Fresno State in town. We'll have all three of those games for you tomorrow. This week on the team here, okay? 6:30 is the first pitch tomorrow night. 2 o'clock on Saturday. Noon on Sunday. Lobos a perfect 9-0 in league play. So Lobo Baseball, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coach Ray Birmingham coming up in about 40 minutes from now.
The University of New Mexico can kick their butt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also on the program, we're going to talk about that big showdown last night. A little preview, sneak preview of the Western Conference Finals. At first I thought, hey, San Antonio, man, they're going to lay the wood to these dudes. But in the end, Golden State, man, they got hot. And they pretty much dominated down the stretch and pretty much made it look easy. Without Kevin Durant, expectations are he's going to be ready to join the team, maybe with three games to play in the regular season. We're right around the corner from the end of the regular season. There's about basically 7-8 games left for the teams in the NBA before we get to the playoffs, postseason, which lasts forever. So as big as it was last night for the Golden State Warriors, second night of a back-to-back in San Antonio, down 22 points in the first quarter, which in the NBA, that didn't mean a whole lot. Grand scheme of things, last night doesn't really mean a whole lot either because it's March. It's more about April, May, and June when your team's like the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs. All right, so we can talk about that. Oh, and the MVP discussion, our MVD Express tweet of the day. Mike, you want to give me an update on this one? Who's your NBA MVP right now? Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, or other? And I hear this other dude, he's pretty good. Pretty good. So where do we stand right now on our MVD Express tweet of the day?
Well, speaking of other, he falls in at 7%. James Harden has taken 14% of the vote. Kawhi Leonard, maybe not surprising for the Albuquerque market, 23%.
Yeah, we love those San Diego State guys, don't we?
I think people latch on to kind of like this sentiment, like, oh, I saw him play at the pit,
I'm
you know?
Kidding.
Leading the way here, though. Huge majority, big margin of victory so far. Russell Westbrook, 56% of the vote.
Okay. As you know, I'm a Heisman Trophy voter. Don't vote for the NBA MVP. But if I had a vote, it would go to Russell Westbrook. And I'll tell you one reason why a little bit later in the show. Only one reason. I've only got one reason, and I'll tell you why a little bit later here on the program. Also, as promised, give me a little music for this, will you? As promised, coming up on the show, I'm going to tell you how you could party. You want to party with David Hasselhoff? Yeah, Baywatch, Knight Rider, the world-famous singer, I guess you would say. Forget actor, he's singer, right? Yeah, Knight Rider. You want to party with the Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff? I got all the details. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in the hour as well.
Into the dangerous world of a man.
Oh, that brings back memories. Just a couple of nights ago when I was watching it on one of these throwback channels on television. All right. Cruising with David Hasselhoff, and yours truly has all the details. But forget about that right now. I want to talk Lobo sports, Lobo basketball, Lobo football. We're going to be talking baseball with Coach Birmingham at 45 minutes after the hour. But big story today. Oh, let me get you up to speed first before I dive into these numbers, because these numbers can be very, very boring, and it's radio, and I hate to do too many numbers on the old radio. But as I said in the first hour, if you're just tuning us in, no new announcements, no big announcements coming out of UNM this afternoon, all right? No scheduled news conferences that I've heard of, and if they would have scheduled a news conference, I would have heard about it. So no news conferences scheduled as of yet, or if there's going to be one. So basically all quiet on the Lobo front, okay? Jeff Grammer, 1 hour ago, tweeted out, UNM AD Paul Krebs here in Phoenix, that's where the Final Four is this weekend, here in Phoenix with prior NCAA selection committee obligations, says he doesn't have time to talk about Lobo basketball today. Grammer also tweets, UNM coach Craig Neal tells me he isn't aware of any talks going on regarding his job. That's also from today. And again, about an hour ago, Jeff Grammer tweeting, UNM coach Craig Neal decided not to come to the Final Four this year, to stay in Albuquerque, quote, taking care of my players and to be here for them. So if there's a latest, that's the latest. But that's the here and the now. We're looking at in the future, and we're talking about ticket revenue, ticket sales. Now, a few numbers for you. Men's basketball, okay, that's the big the goose that lays the golden egg over there at UNM, if you will. Ticket revenues have dropped. Big story in the Albuquerque Journal today. And again, I want to thank Jeff Grammer and the Journal for doing the heavy lifting on this. I hate pulling together numbers like this and, you know, compiling all of that. It's boring. And that's why I want to try and run through these for you. Last season, UNM projected ticket sales revenue of $5 million. That's last season, not this past season, last season, the 15-16 season. Projected revenue of $5 million. They brought in $4.6 million. So it was roughly a $400,000 shortfall last basketball season, okay? Again, the projected revenue was $5 million. They brought in $4.6 million, so it was roughly $400,000 of a shortfall. So this basketball season, they lowered their projected revenues to $4.7 million. So they reduced it by $300,000. Actual revenue this year, less than the actual revenue last year. It was just over $4 million. So they were short close to $700,000 this year. So basically, it's trending in the wrong direction. Also, a story today in the Journal, the Metro section, about a town hall meeting over at UNM on the campus, the acting president over there meeting with students and others that, you know, are concerned about this. And you're looking at, declining revenues coming from the state, declining state funding for the University of New Mexico, and enrollment trending in the wrong direction. So compound that with the ticket sales on the decline, a basketball coach who's on the hot seat, a mass exodus of players on the team, the $1 million buyout. You can see the numbers, these latest numbers, not what the old bean counters over at UNM were hoping to see. Probably were anticipating it, but the numbers actually, when it was all said and done, not where they were hoping they would be. So I'm putting you in charge. You've been wanting to be in charge. Now I'm putting you in charge. It's your responsibility. Tell me, how does UNM get added revenue when it comes to ticket sales? How do you do it? How do you get more people to buy tickets and go to the games? That's the question. All right, back to the callers we go, and I've got a couple of open lines, so if you want to weigh in on this one, the masses are waiting to hear what you got to say. Gabriel, you're getting things started in the 5 o'clock hour. You're on 101.7 The Team.
What up, Bobby Brown?
You are, man. Give me some solutions.
Solutions to UNM? Oh, that's easy. We need to get a better image in the state of New Mexico.
Better
first,
image.
You know?
Better image. Well, there's enough universities and colleges in the state, so better image. Okay.
I just think consumers are more privy to what's going on, and they're more they're just more insightful about the choices they make, especially where their children are going to go, because all you got to do is look up the statistics. New Mexico has one of the worst crimes, drug use, poverty, whatever you name it, it's up there.
So you're saying it's a combination. They need a better image throughout the university, the athletic department, the state of New Mexico.
Yeah, and maybe Paul Krebs needs to humble himself or maybe lower his standards just a little bit to get some of these inner city kids from that don't quite have the best grades, but they can pass, and get them from inner city Dallas, Plano, Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, and get them to come over here. You know,
well, I'm not sure that's up to the athletic director to lower the standards of admissions into the university. I don't know if that falls under his responsibility, and it's the coaches that go out and recruit. So maybe that would be a team effort over
you. Look at the bottom line, though, Bob. I mean, sales are going south in every which direction.
I hear you.
Nobody likes this coach, not even the players. They won't. They're not going to stick around to listen to this schmuck.
Yeah. So the coach is maybe one of those at the top of your list.
Well, you know, I know the players don't like him because that's the only reason players would leave like that, because, you know, they have that little click within the players only click, and they're all huddled up and they're like, do you like this guy? Not really.
Okay. Now, see, I've been thinking about that, Gabe, and I know you wanted to weigh in on the MVP race in the NBA, but I was thinking about that. You know, we don't know that's the reason. That's one of the reasons that I've invited those players that have decided not to come back next year. Hey, come on the show and tell us why you've decided to leave. Now, it's easy for us to speculate and say, oh, well, they don't like the coach. But individually, I could go down and I could speculate about, you know, three or four different reasons for each every guy as to why maybe they decided to leave and not come back next year. So, you know, it's all really speculation. So I could do that. But
intangible.
You know, I can say those things, but until we actually definitively hear from the players that say, yeah, I don't like the coach, that's why I'm leaving. Now, they may never say that. And it may, you know, years from now, because typically this is what happens. Somebody leaves, and then it's a few years down the road. They come back. They talk to a reporter. It's out there where the reason they left 4 or 5 years ago is because of this. So, you know, I'm gonna wait and see what the players have to say as to exactly why, you know, they're not coming back. Most of the time, I think we find out it's playing time. They wanted more playing time. And these cliques, these guys, you know, unless they all transfer to the same school, I don't know how much I'm buying into the click.
I think you need to put a little bit of stock in it because, I mean, those are your top players. And if your top players don't want to stick around, you know they're already get the playing time here. They go somewhere else, they're obviously going to get the playing time somewhere else.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. It does seem like it points in one direction, but I just want to...
It points in one direction, and he just doesn't seem to have that intangible that you see those great coaches like Calipari and Krzyzewski and Bob Huggins, that they have that one little mental little trick that they pull out of their bag, and it just those players will die for that guy. I don't think they have that with Coach Neal.
If he has it, I haven't seen that from the player's perspective in the effort and the energy and all of those things. But I want to move on. But before I do, you wanted to weigh in on the MVP race.
Well, I mean, I definitely did not want Westbrook to get it, but I think, you know, it's going to be a slam dunk for him because I think you have to look at it this way: between him and Harden, which team would be worse without the player that carries the load every night? I think it would probably be Oklahoma City. What do you think? Thank you, Bob.
All right, man. That's good. I appreciate the call, Gabe. It's always good talking with you, man. That was a nice back and forth. I enjoyed that. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, let me go ahead and say I'd vote for Russell Westbrook if I had a vote. And it comes down to simply, I'd rather watch him play than James Harden. And I love James Harden. I like his game, you know, the beard, all of that, the left hand, the dribble, the step back, the way he's able to slice through defenses with a little Euro step and all of that. But, man, Russell Westbrook, the energy, it's like he's always in attack mode. He's improved with his jump shot, the triple doubles. What he did last night is incredible. 57 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. It's the most points in a triple-double in NBA history, his 38th triple-double of the year. So both players are great. I don't know if I buy into this whole co-MVP thing. I mean, come on. You got to come down one side or the other. So for me, Russell Westbrook, just because I think I'd rather watch him play if I had to choose between the two, Russell Westbrook. I mean, you can't take your eyes off that dude. All right, back to the callers we go. Will, you're next up. You're on 101.7 The Team.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing good, Will. What's up, man?
Oh, nothing, man. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, probably share a few fine points as far as, like, helping the program go forward.
Okay.
You know, being that we're stuck with what we're stuck with, you know. I would say, like a lot of people I've been hearing on the show say, you know, that community integration I think is very important.
Getting the players out in the community a little bit more. Getting to feel like you know these guys.
Yes, like
yeah,
when
yeah,
I was coming
I agree.
Up.
I agree.
When I was coming up, you know, I came up on the southeast side of Albuquerque, you know, and we'd know just about anything about the Lobos at that time, you know what I mean? And nowadays I don't know what schools, you know what I mean, that they go to, you know, like I used to go to Lowell Elementary, you know what I mean? We used to hear about the Lobos there mm-hmm. and sometimes even see the Lobo football players practice, you know what I mean? That was at a treat.
Yeah.
Through the fences, you know, but I think that's one thing they can work on as far as like the community integration by the players, you know what I mean? The coach himself, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a little more recruiting within the state because we love our own here in New Mexico.
We do. I understand that and I recognize that. But, you know, you want wins as well, and you got to go out and find the best players you can. If they happen to be New Mexico kids and you got scholarships available, I'm good with that. But, you know, the priority ought to be to find the best possible players you can.
Exactly, but you got to tap into the pool to find that out.
Yeah.
I just believe that. I just believe, you know what I mean? I mean, we got to have at least – we can have at least one player that's from here. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't knock all the other players from different places. You know what I mean? If they're good, they're good, and we should get those good players. That's what I'm saying. But if you really want to work on, you know what I mean, as far as what you look like to the community, because right now you're not looking that good to the community of people that, you know, want to spend the money on the tickets, you
yeah.
know? You know, for one thing, when they changed that the pit and they brought that Wise Pies in, you know what I mean? I got to admit, you know, it's kind of a turnoff because, you know, we're not building on the legacy of the pit. We should build off the legacy of the pit. You know what I mean? That used to be one of the hardest places in the nation
yeah.
to play. Now we get spanked up and down the street over there. You know what I mean? And then they reduced the seats. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know if they was trying to adjust to the economic times that we're having here in New Mexico, being that we're one of the poorest states and unemployment is bad here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I know that the university had to make adjustments in that regard. But, you know, I think first off, you know what I mean? You got to get, you know what I mean? We got to build from that point. I think the coach has I think this coach has an opportunity now to install what he needs to in these players that's here now, being that they're young and they're coachable, you know what I mean? And then we'll have some sight into as far as where the program could really go. Because as of right now, I just think from the way that he handled the situation with his son, I think that's why them players left. You know, it's kind of hard to play with a coach's son if you ever play sports.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a coach's son, you know, that coach is going to cater to his son because what parent ain't going to coach to cater to their child, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of hard to do it, but they find there's a way that it's done. And if it's one thing that I know that could turn players off, I've been a player before in sports and played with coaches' sons and stuff like that, is that, you know what I mean? The cater isn't to the son, you know? If that story was in fact true, that he was getting death threats and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We don't know if that was true or not. And I just think that them players that left, it could have been a nucleus of two players. And then the other players seen like, hey, if this guy's leaving, you know, I don't see myself having a chance of even making a championship or, you know, NIT championship or even the NCAA tournament without these two guys. So maybe I need to pack my bags up. You know what I mean? And it could be a domino effect as we're seeing
now. I got to tell you, Will, you're dialed in, man. You're a sports fan, aren't you?
Well, you know, I've been watching, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm from here. I'm not a Lobo fan,
yeah.
but I hate the fact, you know, we're in a bad situation in this state.
Yeah.
We are. And I'm seeing the domino effect. And, you know, I just think that the university can get ahead of this by not only integrating themselves in the community and being more visual to the people, but also, you know what I mean? Hey, give a kid, a local kid, a shot. I don't see what's wrong with that. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Walk on, whatnot. You know, what's wrong with that? One. Can we have just one?
I like it.
You know?
I like it. Hey, Will, great call, man. Thanks for listening to the show.
All right. Hey, thank you. Guys have a good day.
Anytime. Appreciate that. Will bringing it. Quick break. Eric, Jason, I want to get you guys on the show as well, but I got to take a commercial break. We'll get right back to the phones. 994-1017 is our phone number. I'm putting you in charge. They need to add some revenue with ticket sales over at UNM. How do you do it? How do you sell more tickets? How do you get more people interested in what's going on over UNM with the athletics, basketball, football? Numbers are out, and they're trending in the wrong direction. I'm Bob Brown. This is ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
What's up, New Mexico? This is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to The Locker Room with Bob Brown on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.